Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. That was a sample from George Acosta's album Awake, and it's an awesome, awesome CD. Actually, I've been wanting to play this CD for about a month now since Mario, I knew, was coming on the show. So stay tuned for all these four tracks because they really are cool. It is Friday night, July 22nd, 2011, and like I said, joining me on the show tonight is going to be Mario, the guardian of Pancho, the Crystal Skull. We have an awesome interview lined up later on. So if you don't know who Pancho, the Crystal Skull is, in the meantime, if you're near the internet, you can check out PanchoCrystalSkull.com. and read some information about Pancho. So Mario will be on joining us a little later on in the show. And stick around for all the tracks tonight, even at the end of the show, because the last track is one of my favorites on this album. And going into the news of the week, the news. This one is, first article is I'm starting off with something a little positive. Not everything we talk about is negative. It's what you do with the information. But this one is really cool. This is an actual firm that has basically developed cloaking coats that actually can cloak a person invisible. The first demonstration of the time cloaking. Physicists have created a hole in time using the temporal equivalent of an invisible cloak. Basically, they have found a technology or a way to distort electromagnetic fields in very high extreme ways. Basically, the idea is to steer light around a volume of space so that anything inside this region is essentially invisible. And they've not only created like these coats to do it, they've also created cloaks that can go back and forward in time and actually stop time. The effect has generated huge interest, obviously, from world scientists all over, and the first invisibility cloaks worked only at microwave frequencies, but in only few recent years, physicists have found ways to create cloaks that work for visible light, for sound, and for ocean waves. They've even designed illusion cloaks that can make an object look like another. So you could wear this cloak and cloak it to the light pole next to you if you're out in the street, and the light pole will look just like you, or I guess for the length of your body. So today, Motto Friedman and buddies at Cornell University in Ithaca go a step further. These guys have designed and built a cloak that actually hides events in time. Time cloaking is possible because of a kind of duality between space and time in electromagnetic theory. In particular, the diffraction of beam of light in space is mathematically equivalent to the temporal propagation of light through a dispersive medium. In other words, diffraction and dispersion are symmetric in time-space, so they've actually discovered and designed a cloak that can hide an event in time. Awesome article. I'll have it up on the website, starcenergyradio.com, as well as all these articles that we talk about. Jumping into some more local news here in the region, and we've been talking about this stuff a lot lately, the fluoride in the water. The city of Spring Hill, Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville located just 37 miles south of the Music City's central core, is reconsidering the use of toxic fluoride chemicals in its public water supply. Well, that's great. It's about time that some cities realize that fluoride in the water is not good. After being asked by numerous individuals why the city still fluorides its water, Spring Hill Water Superintendent Carol Guise is now asking the same question. Interesting. All it takes is voices. People have to remember that we the people still are the voices here in our country and all over. And that is why this information is so important. It's because our voices are the ones that can stop this. As it happened or is going to happen in the city of Spring Hill when people are realizing that fluoride is not good for you. Countless studies in recent years have also called into question not only the legitimacy of adding toxic fluoride chemicals to water supplies in the name of preventing tooth decay, but also whether or not the chemical is even safe to ingest at all. That's exactly right. Lots of tests lately show that it damages the brain fluoride, damages your DNA, and it definitely damages your teeth and gums the more you drink it. Total opposite of what the American public was told. Moving on to milk. Everyone who drinks milk out there definitely want to pay attention to this one. According to a recent study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, scientists have found through analysis that not one single glass of milk that they tested did not contain at least up to 20 different kinds of chemicals, painkillers, antibiotics, and growth hormones. These medical residues found in samples of cow, goat, and human milk are from a variety of chemicals used to treat animal and human illnesses. People have to remember that they feed all these cows and goats chemicals, and then the milk gets put into the bucket and right into to pasteurize it and right into the shell. So they don't take out these chemicals. The chemicals are still in the cows and they go right into the milk. So there's 20 or more different kinds of all these different hormones, painkillers they found, ibuprofen, there's beta blockers in there, various hormones. It's really, really bad stuff. And they have not found one specimen of milk yet that does not contain some type of chemicals in it. Not cool. all these different chemicals and fluoride and chemicals in the milk in our food, it's a straight attack on our whole reality. Fluoride in the water, GMOs in our food, chemtrails in the sky. It's everything we drink, eat, and breathe is under attack 24/7 by the powers that be right now. So I was just talking with a friend about this this week, and I was going over some of this stuff with him, and he was pretty new to a lot of these chemtrails and stuff like that, and you know, he understands who we are, beings of light and love, and then understood that that's why we're under attack like this. They're trying every facet of our reality to try to change and hijack our reality, what we talked about last week with what they're spraying in the chemtrails, these Morgellon fibers that have been sprayed all over the planet. And they have not found one blade of grass or animal or human that has not had these Morgellon fibers in it. That was last week's show when we had the Star Child Project on in the Morgellons Research Group. Awesome, awesome interview. Check it out on the archives on the website. So we're under attack from all these different levels of reality right now, all trying to shift the shift, which was going on in 2012. All these things are an attack to dumb us down. The nanofibers attack your pineal gland. They attack our chakra systems. That's what they target. Same thing with the fluoride, calcifying the pineal gland. All this stuff is under attack, which just goes to show you, and you should realize, everyone who's listening, how powerful we really are. Straight up. They're trying everything they can to stop what is being planned for millions and millions and probably eons of this shift of 5D into New Earth and the planet. So keep trying, because you ain't stopping us. It ain't going to happen. So to all the light workers and star children out there, a big up, man, because they keep spraying, do all the shit they want. It ain't stopping us. Moving on to a town in Arkansas where the town council has now forbidden its citizens from freely meeting, forming groups, or even talking about certain matters with formal approval. We've been talking about this a lot in the show, about our rights, not only here, but everywhere is under attack. The police state of the United States is in full swing right now, full speed ahead. We've been talking about all sorts of rights that have been just trampled on. This Arkansas town actually passed a law where the citizens in this town cannot have meetings. They can't even talk about certain subjects. In an apparent attempt to self-appoint themselves as the supreme overlords of Gould Council, of the Gould County City Council, members left the language of their ordinance so broad that it technically prohibits residents from even discussing various matters with one another apart from official approval, a restriction that is both unconstitutional and by all means insane. Absolutely. But this is what's going on. Arkansas town just passed this type of stuff. And we've been talking about this a lot. Pay attention. Here's another headline. 72-year-old great-grandmother tasered by police during a traffic stop in Austin, Texas. This is as crazy as like last week's article where the three girls were told by police to shut down their lemonade stand because they didn't have permits and they were just trying to save money to go to a water park. Or the other article we talked about a few months ago where a 10-year-old girl was tasered by cops because her mother said the girl wouldn't go to sleep, and she called the cops and the cops came and tasered her because the girl would not go to sleep. These things are crazy. They're going on, and this is not the type of environment or country that I want to raise kids in. And that's why things are changing. That's why we're doing this, y'all. We're changing. We're changing this stuff. Another article about our freedoms. Nazi cop town firing officers and stops paying the mayor. This is happening in Arizona. The state of Arizona is now investigating allegations of a massive corruption among government officials in Quartzsite, Arizona, the town that's the focus of a worldwide attention after police forcibly removed a woman from speaking in a town hall meeting. And where the mayor today says he's not being paid and most local police officers are wrongly being fired and have been ordered not to leave their homes. What is going on? Another article, police state insanity. Teens arrested while waiting for parents on the OKC curfew sweep. Last Saturday, around 20 teenagers were arrested for allegedly curfew violations in front of a local movie theater. Basically, a movie got out. These kids were waiting for their parents to come pick them up. One pair of teenage girls were even told to shut up when they attempted to explain to the officers they had just been let out of a movie and were waiting in front of the theater while their mother pulled the car around. The teens were never asked if they were there to see a movie, which would be acceptable under the city's statute. They have a provision in the city statute that says if you are in a movie theater after a certain amount of time, then that's okay in the curfew. But the cops did not even ask the kids and arrested 20 kids for hanging outside of a movie theater. Come on now. If you haven't noticed the last definitely 6 months, definitely the whole year, the freedom of expression here and all over the world has really been under attack. Even by the U.S. Congress, and we're talking about the U.S.'s closest friend, Israel. We talked about how the senators are all had to swear they signed a support for Israel, otherwise they don't get any funding in Washington. We talked about that about a month ago. And same thing with Israel. They've been cracking down on their people there. They have passed, and the U.S. have passed, a Resolution 268, which basically is part of the U.N. And this basically, this Resolution 268, Google it, check it out, passed in Washington at a 407-6 vote. Remember, everyone has to support Israel, otherwise they don't get funding. So 407-6 vote. And basically what this does, it basically says that freedom of speech in Israel, because Israel passed it too, it works through with the UN, it's this big resolution. And basically says that no other countries can mess with Israel, they can't tell them to go back to their borders or anything like that. And the government of Israel passed laws that basically outlaws freedom of speech and freedom of speech rallies and protests everywhere in Israel, which is basically what's been going on here. We talked about how Facebook has been helping the U.S. government actually track people and report people that are planning peaceful protests. Facebook, working with our government. Not cool. Moving on to something we've been covering a lot ever since it happened, the Fukushima. It's fallen out of media here. No media really covers it here at all. And Fukushima is still in bad shape, worse than before. And it's still threatening the U.S., Canada, and the rest of the world. And I'm not even going to go into it because there's so much to talk about, but I'm just going to go over about 10 news articles I found on these different news sites that I get my news outlets from, which you could always find on the news section of StarseedEnergyRadio.com. And just some headlines for you. Electricity cut at reactors number 3 and 4, cooling system shut down. TEPCO says, quote-unquote, no major changes in radiation around plant. Not. Typhoon increases level of radioactivity water in reactor number 1, basement by 17 inches in a day, likely to contain rising. Now over 1,300 cattle suspected of radiation contamination have been shipped away. High levels of radioactivity found extensively in Japan, says air, in the air at 150 kilometers from Fukushima plant, and is radioactive as areas close to the meltdown are high as well. Japan nuclear expert also warns of further radiation releases from Fukushima. Risk should be explained to nearby residents. Well, that is Japan, and you know the government is not going to explain to local residents what's going on, unfortunately. Radiation dose near Tokyo, higher than some locations inside 30-kilometer evacuation zone. We even talked about how the radiation was so high in even school zones that every student in those school zones will not make it to see their 18th birthday. They were way higher than the Chernobyl zones. It's horrible what's going on there. That's what you get when you have a communist government, pretty close to what's happening here in the U.S. Japan nuclear experts also say radiation dose near Tokyo higher than some locations inside the 30-kilometer evacuation zone. Really not good for people in Japan. Pay attention. Former official at Japan's Nuclear Safety Commission discusses radioactivity contamination from black rain. Now, this YouTube video shows black rain falling in Japan. Wonder what that is. A sharp rise in iodine, 131 levels at 3 Tokyo sewage plants. Another headline, Tokyo government finds iodine 131 levels up, quadruple cesium levels in water reclamation centers. Another headline, high levels of radiation detected in northwest rainwater, U.S. Talking about that for a while here. Another headline, radiation data from Seattle area survey may be withheld by feds for national security purpose. Withholding the information. And another, BC, British Columbia, Canada, sees a spike in number of sudden infant deaths, who so may also been spiked up in Philadelphia and other things, other cities here. Study finds. So we've been talking about that, and that's just unbelievable what's going on, but as always, these are the things that you need to be aware of because these are the things that are really going on, and to be aware, you need to put your energy into fixing these problems. You have to realize that as beings of light and masters, we are very, very powerful, and just with our thought and intention, we could change all these things I just talked about. So don't get overwhelmed. There's lots of us, and we're all here to help each other out. Moving on, another article. I'll just go over this last one, and then we're going to get Mario on. But Danny Javaco dies in a car crash. He is the Dutch building demolition expert who identified the World Trade Center as a controlled demolition. And this is just something just to point out that the truth seekers out there, you know, this guy, just give him a shout out, Danny, for putting together an awesome, awesome documentary, which I believe I have seen in the past, and it shows it, the building coming down. And we've talked about this a lot, 9/11. It's a very touchy subject to a lot of people, and it's a lot, you know, a lot of information out there that backs up, you know, what this really was, which was an inside job to launch this really fear of this campaign of fear on the world. And you know, these are the people that die in a car crash that we really all know what really happens. These are like the scientists and everyone else who have been mysteriously committed suicide or other car accidents, like the biophysicist and different NASA physicists that have invented things over the years that the government, you know, takes out. So it's important to get this information out. It's important to talk about it. And, you know, these are the times, and this is why this shit is happening, because all the things we just talked about is not the way the planet's supposed to be. We know that. And that's why we're here, to help raise humanity's consciousness and change the reality to what it should be. And that's why we're here. With that, I'm going to wrap up the news. So sit back, relax, enjoy this next track. We'll be right back with Mario.
With the glitter of my life, I travel through black velvet space and the gates of time. I'm a star, awoken from its sleep by the longing cries of mankind's dreams. Dreams of harmony, love, and a child of the universe.
Welcome back. That track was Child of the Universe from George Acosta, his Awake album. Awesome, awesome track. I love that. And joining us now on the air is Mario, the keeper and guardian of Pancho, the Crystal Skull. Mario, thanks so much for joining us. You there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Jonah, what's up, buddy?
Awesome. Doing good, doing good. So I want to start off tonight the interview with, like, talking about basically how you came about getting Pancho, the story behind it, and how it was left to you.
Oh, okay. Well, Pancho is an ancient crystal skull from Mexico. And he was found in an ancient archaeological site. The name of that site is called Montalban. Montalban is in what is present-day Oaxaca State. And he was found about 60 years ago. And he was acquired by my grandparents. They acquired him about 50, a little over 50 years ago, And he's been in the private collection of my family for all that time. And when my grandmother passed away, she passed away in September of 2009, and she left him to me. So I've had him for a little over a year and a half.
Now, when you first got Poncho, what was your first instincts when you first got Poncho, like when your grandmother left it to you? Tell the story of like what you,
I'll tell you, it's funny because, you know, before I had Poncho, I used to live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I owned a business and pretty much just, you know, just a regular dude in Las Vegas. Wasn't very much into any of the spiritual or metaphysical world at all. Didn't know anything about crystals. Didn't know anything about crystal energy or anything much about the spiritual world. And all of a sudden I get a phone call from my father saying that I had inherited an ancient crystal skull. And
nice.
Like I said, I didn't know anything really about crystals. And so the first thought, of, you know, I told my dad, I said, Dad, my grandmother left me the skull. I mean, you know, what am I going to do with it? Are you sure she didn't leave me any money, any cash? And my dad's like, no, she didn't leave you any cash. She wanted you to have the skull. And so, but he said, you can do whatever you want to do with it. And so my first thought was, you know, well, maybe I can sell them and make some money off of it. You know, I was thinking that I could probably get a pretty hefty sum of money for this ancient artifact.
For sure.
And, you know, so my first idea was to sell it. And at this time, I didn't even connect Poncho with any sort of spiritual or metaphysical significance. I just thought he was an artifact. I thought he was just, you know, just something left behind by the ancient civilizations of Mexico. It wasn't until I was online looking for a potential buyer, and what I was looking for was like a art dealer or a collector of pre-Columbian artifacts.
Hmm.
And that's what I was looking for. But what I kept running into was all these metaphysical people and spiritual people online. You know, and those were the ones that were more interested in crystal skulls. And it was then that I found Poncho's spiritual and metaphysical significance.
Got it. Now, recently you've had him authenticated by some leading experts in the world. And tell us what they found when they authenticated him, what type of crystal he is and what they found out.
Well,
what you found out.
Yeah, I at first, you know, I didn't know where to take him. So I took him to the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. And they don't have a pre-Columbian department there. You know, they got a whole bunch of things about gambling and gaming in the university. But they do have a geology department, and I did get them, because at first, you know, I told you I had no idea, you know, about crystal. I didn't know anything about crystal. So they did authenticate him as crystal, at least at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. But they also said that he was infused with amethyst, smoky quartz, and rose quartz.
Wow.
It wasn't until I got to New York City in October of 2010 that I met with most of the leading experts and researchers of crystal skulls, gentlemen like Yap Van Etten and Stephen Mailer and Kirby Seed, Kendall Ray Morgan, who all studied Poncho, worked with him, spent time with Poncho. And what they did is that they authenticated him as one of the ancient crystal skulls. And not only did they authenticate him as one of the ancient crystal skulls, they also authenticated him. They also said that he is one of the oldest of all the ancient crystal skulls. And they also told me that the ancients used to use him in ceremony. And the ceremony that they used him for was to create unity and oneness in the tribe. So I guess that's what the Zapotecs used to use him for. And maybe even before the Zapotecs, because according to Stephen Mailer, who is one of the leading crystal skull researchers in the world, Stephen studied under Nick Nocerino. Nick is very well known as being kind of like the person who has brought the most awareness about crystal skulls to the world. He died a couple of years back, but his student, who is Stephen Mailer, told me that even though Poncho was found in Monte Albán, which is Zapoteca land, and the Zapotecas are the second oldest civilization of Mexico, Stephen believes that Poncho was probably brought to the Zapotecas by an even older civilization known as the Olmecas, or the Olmecs. Mm. And they were around about 3,000 to 4,000 years ago. So we're talking about a very ancient, very old artifact here.
Now, can it be older than that? I mean, could it have it originated, say, from like Atlantis or Lumeria? Could it be something that old?
Well, definitely it could be. I wouldn't doubt it. I've talked to several metaphysical people, mediums, psychics, who have said that he probably is about a lot older. I've heard from 35,000 to 50,000 years. Now, I will tell you that I get a lot of this information from researchers and experts and from psychics and mediums, but I've also had Pancho communicate with me, and he's told me that he's a lot older than from the Olmecs, older than 4,000 years. He hasn't been specific on a number of years, but I've been able to get from him that he traces back at least to Lemuria, which is at least 35,000 years old.
Wow, that's awesome. And with that, we've talked about this before, with Pancho being from Lumeria and Atlantis. What's like the connections that he has with like the dolphins and that type of beings?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, one of the first researchers that studied Pancho, his name's Kendall Ray Morgan. Kendall went to Las Vegas when Pancho first came out. Well, when I started coming out with Pancho, and he told me that Pancho was a Lemurian crystal. He emitted Lemurian energy. Told me that because I didn't know really that much about Lemuria. Like I told you back then, I really didn't know a lot about metaphysics and stuff like that. Kendall told me that Lemuria was a place where the dolphins and the whales came from. He also told me about another researcher named Dale Walker, who works with certain types of crystal skulls, and that my skull, Dale probably would consider a dolphin skull, just because of the way that it's shaped and everything, and of the energy that he emits. So he has a lot of dolphin energy. He's all about the water. He's also connected with the Dogon tribe of West Africa.
That's awesome.
The Dogons believe that they were visited by quote-unquote gods in chariots from the second planet, a planet that revolves around the second star of Sirius B. And these people, these extraterrestrials, these gods, were amphibious or dolphin-like. So you got all this dolphin connection, being a dolphin skull, coming from having the Lemurian energy where the dolphins come from, and then also the dolphins from the Dogon tribe. The dolphins that visited the Dogons. And plus another funny thing, my grandmother, who I inherited the skull from, her name was Delfina.
Which
in Spanish means dolphin.
There you go, another synchronicity.
Dolphin connections, it's just. Yeah, and I was just speaking with Mary Howard in Las Vegas, who books me all over the country, and she's actually booking me in Hawaii in a couple of months, and we're actually going to take Pancho to go swim with the dolphins.
Oh, that is awesome. That's what's up. I want to try to come to that.
We're going
to
be really, really careful, though. We don't want him washed away into the ocean or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Special care. But I'd like to have him have that experience, and
absolutely,
let the dolphins have that experience with him too, kind of like kinfolk, like we say here in Louisiana, where
awesome.
I'm at right now.
Wow! And when I was with you, when I was up in New York a few weeks ago, I went with you to do a water ceremony, and that was a very, very powerful ceremony, and. Right. That's real cool. I've swam with dolphins before. They're a beautiful species, and. That's really cool.
Absolutely.
You can even do something like that. And it's funny because you're...
Well, like Pancho, the dolphins, like Pancho, are here to assist humanity to raise the vibration of the planet.
Mm. And not only that, but also to, like you were talking about earlier, communicate. Like, let's talk about that for a minute. When Pancho first started communicating with you, like, how did it happen? How did you first, you know, treat it? How did you feel?
Well, I was actually on my way to the bank. I was actually going to put him in a safety deposit box. He was in the back seat of my car. And I'm driving down the highway. This is back in Las Vegas. In like February of 2010, and as I'm driving to the bank, I hear this like voice in my head, and it's like, you know, when I say voice in my head, it wasn't my voice, it was a separate, distinct voice from my own, and it wasn't like this big, loud, booming voice, like maybe something you'd hear on, you know, a Cecil B. DeMille film, like The Ten Commandments, where it's like, let there be light, or anything like that. It was this kind of little humming voice, a little squeaky voice, and it said to me, reveal me, expose me, reveal me, expose me, reveal me, expose me. And at first I thought it was my imagination, and I thought I was going crazy, and I really, believe me, I was driving this car, and I'm really trying not to hit the cars next to me, because I'm like hearing this voice, and it keeps saying to me over and over again, reveal me, expose me, reveal me, expose me. It was, you know, I'm not crazy and I wasn't going crazy. I now understand and I now get it. And it was Pancho's voice talking to me.
Wow. And now that's sort of your, what you were saying, your intuitiveness is you check things out with Pancho, even with psychics and mediums, you communicate directly with Pancho. And, That's sort of the bond and now the mission that you have, which is exposing Pancho. And talk about how that is, like, with your energy, and how does that feel? Like, how does that take a toll on your energy, touring around nonstop every day doing ceremonies?
Well, I just I'm very clear that Pancho chose me to be his guardian, and that he's been preparing me all my life to do this mission. And what the mission involves is taking him to meet people, taking him around the country and soon to be around the world. And the mission really is about assisting humanity to raise their vibration and to raise the vibration of the whole planet. And that's what we do, you know, and I take this mission on very, very seriously. I've actually left my home in Las Vegas. I left my business. I've left my friends, my personal possessions, everything, so that I can go on this mission. And, you know, we do all sorts of stuff, not just ceremonies. I mean, we do lectures and private sessions. We do water ceremony. We do new moon ceremonies. But the bottom line is to get Pet Pancho in front of as many people as possible, that he, being this crystal that is vibrating at a much higher frequency, to assist and to help our crystalline structure to raise its vibration to a much higher frequency than what we are operating in right now. Because, see, most of the time, most people operate like what I call in the first three frequencies or the first three chakras, root chakra, sacral chakra, and solar plexus. And the thing about it is to raise it up from the solar plexus all the way up to the crown chakra and up. And Pancho can assist us in having that happen just by being near him, just by being in his presence, and also by receiving his downloaded information that he was programmed with by the ancients and also by the extraterrestrials.
I think also what's so cool is how the ancients uploaded information into Pancho. Talk a minute about how they did that and how that's transpired into our consciousness.
Well, it's very important that we realize that, first of all, crystal stores information and data. We know that because our computers, microchips are made out of crystal. Our SIM cards on our telephones speak crystal. Our rocket ships and our satellites in outer space, all the information about GPS and directional this. It's all stored. All that data is stored in a piece of crystal. So the ancients figured out that the crystal can store information, and they created these computers, which I believe Pancho really is a computer. They created these computers and they shaped them as skulls because skulls signified or represented life, knowledge, wisdom, consciousness. And they also figured out that these crystals didn't need like a monitor or a keyboard or a mouse to control the functions of these crystals, that they could actually upload and download information using electromagnetic waves called brain waves. Or telepathically, if you want to say it. So they, and you know what? I mean, this is not a concept that's way out of this world or whatever. IBM, Hewlett-Packard, all the major computer software companies are all trying to create or invent a crystal computer that they can communicate with just by using our minds. And it's been going on for years that they've been trying to develop this. And the ancients figured that out a long time ago. I think with the help of the extraterrestrials, of course, but this information, these crystals, they stored the data and information of the ancients. And the ancients uploaded a lot of this information that I think that is pertinent for our generation today. Like, they put information in them that we, in this generation, could extract. And I think that that's what I'm doing when I'm traveling with Pancho, giving people the opportunity to extract that information from the crystal.
Got it. Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, I know from my first experience with Pancho, when you were here, when I first met you a few months ago, you were in Asheville, and when I spent time with Pancho and I touched my third eye to his third eye in meditation, it was like a portal opened up, and that's the only way I can explain it. But I can't even imagine some of the other experiences that people have, because I have friends that have had way more profound experiences with Pancho, and that's basically, like you said, that's what it's opening. It's helping open up our crystalline matrix and allowing us to tap into that consciousness and that frequency. And honestly, Mario, it's so crazy because, like, your story and is very similar to mine. We were both awakened fully around the same time, and we're both like now talking about crystalline matrices and crystal skulls, and it's like, you know, a year ago even I didn't even know what crystalline matrix was, or the Zapotecas, right, or like, you know, any of this stuff, and it's
dude,
just crazy,
dude, I
man.
I think a Reiki master with somebody who could Reiki leaves really well. Please.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, and now like you and I and others that we've been in contact with have like these massive like universal planetary missions right now, and that's what's up, man. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
I hear you. I mean, yeah, and I think about, you know, other, you know, I think about Monty, you know, Monty, our friend Monty.
Yeah,
yeah. Who also, you know, a year and a half ago, he didn't have any idea about metaphysics or anything like that, and now he's on this great mission too, taking his crystal to meet the people. So I think it's something that's happening to many of us, that we're all being awakened now, especially in this time of shift at the end of the Mayan calendar. And as we approach the end of the Mayan calendar, there's a lot of, there's a lot of real revolutionary changes amongst individuals, and a sense of urgency amongst many of us to get this message out, the message of raising the vibration of the planet. And when we get to start operating from much higher chakra levels than we've been used to in the past, from, you know, just making it up about all about the first three, you know, survival and procreation and stuff like that. You know, we get to be coming from our hearts and from our psychic abilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. And like, just like you said before, like you like Pancho told you were trained your whole life, and I know exactly what you mean when you say that, because what I'm doing right now, I could say the same exact thing, man. I've been trained my whole life to be doing what I'm doing right now, and it's like you know, this is our mission right now, and that's why we came here.
Correct.
This is why we put ourselves here, our higher selves, and you know, it's awesome to be of service, man. Every day, thanks, Spirit. It's just so good to be of service. It's awesome. So, and talking about
awesome.
Talking about coming to Asheville. You're going to be coming to Asheville next week. We have a event going on at the Light Center here in Black Mountain, and that's going to be really cool. What are some other events, big events you got coming up to tell our listeners?
Well, I've got this event coming up, like you said, in Asheville on the 30th of July. After that, I'm heading down to Florida, and I will be in West Palm Beach at the Metaphysical Church of the Palms.
That's what's up.
And I will also, after that, I'm going to be in Delray Beach, and then after that in Fort Lauderdale. And I've got a couple of other events like around Miami and different places around Florida.
Awesome.
If anybody's interested in going to one of my events, they can go to my website, www.poncho, that's P-A-N-C-H-O, crystalskull.com, and just go to hit the events page, and it's got a list of all my events. I'm also really happy and really excited about the 11/11 event over in Asheville, where we're going to be co-laboring together.
Absolutely.
And putting on this incredible event on this very highly auspicious, energetic date, which is November 11th, 11/11. And we'll be doing ceremony on 11/11 at 11:11 p.m. So I'm also very excited about that. And I've got some other dates planned for, I'm going to be in Dallas in October. I'm going to be in Hawaii also in October. And we're planning a European tour for next year and a South American tour for next year, hitting like Bolivia and Peru in February. And in May, going to London, Berlin, Paris, Madrid, and Rome.
That's
so,
what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch
awesome.
Of stuff planned ahead.
Yeah, and that's part of your mission. So that's awesome, Mario.
Yeah,
so,
and if anybody's interested, anybody that's listening to this radio show and says, "Hey, you know what? I'd love Poncho to come to my city. I'd love for, you know, just go to ponchocrystalskull.com and just hit the contact us and send us an email and just let us know where you're at and that you'd like Poncho to come visit your town. Or your city, and yeah, we could, you know, maybe fit it into the schedule for next year, for this year or next year. I'm almost all booked up for this year, but you know, we still have next year. I think 2012 is going to be a very, very wow. I'm going to be going to a lot of places, buddy.
Yeah,
hitting it all over.
Yeah, that's what's up. Spreading the light and love all over the world, and that's an awesome job to have. And
yeah, and presently
I am
in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and it's been amazing here in Baton Rouge. I mean, we've had, like, you know, so many people that have come to visit Poncho, and a lot of them are like, I don't know why I'm here, but all I know is that I'm supposed to be here. Like, this is where I get to be. With him, and I've seen some pretty amazing things here in Baton Rouge. I'm very, very, very happy to be here in this part of the country.
Cool. That's
really
awesome, because that place definitely needs a lot of light and love.
Absolutely.
Especially after the oil crisis. So, Mario, thank you
so much.
You know
what? It's been amazing being with these people. They've gone through so much with Katrina, and then with the BP oil spill. Like, these people. My gosh, it's an amazing, amazing, amazing place here in Louisiana.
Yeah,
I'm so honored to be here with
Poncho. And they need it.
To be with these people.
Cool. Well, Mario, thanks so much for joining us, and I will be speaking with you soon on your next trip up to Asheville, so I'll speak to you soon. And with that, sit back, relax, enjoy this last track. We'll be right back.
imagine a time, no fears, no crime. A better tomorrow, no tears, no sorrow. Imagine a place beyond time, beyond space. Imagine you'll find a new state of mind, a guiding light through your darkest night. Imagine it's true, the future is you. The future is beautiful. Welcome to the future.
Welcome back. That was Welcome to the Future from George Acosta, Awake album. And that was an awesome interview. So thank you, Mari, for coming on. All the listeners out there, ponchocrystalskull.com. Check it out and spread the light and love, because Poncho is definitely the new generation Crystal Skull, the Star Children Crystal Skull. And that's why it will be at Zen 1111 and also up in Asheville. In 2 weeks now, 2 weeks from now, July 30th at the Light Center. So check that out. I also have some information on my website, starseedenergyradio.com, and you can buy tickets beforehand on there as well, and there's more information about the workshop on Poncho. Coming up, joining me next week, we have Michael Elijan from prepareforthelandings.com. Michael channels Ashtar Command, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, and many other key members of the Cosmic Team. So he's going to be an awesome, awesome guest. And then coming up after that, we talked about our friend Monty, who we spent some time with up in New York, who was also recently awakened about a year and a half ago, same as me and Mario. Monty is the keeper of the Crystal Pod. You can check out thecrystalpod.com. And this thing is awesome. I experienced the Crystal Pod and spent some time with it up in New York when I was there a few weeks ago. This is basically, it's a bunch of crystals, cathedral crystal, clustered together. It's 1,500 pounds altogether. The main pod, I think, is 4 feet tall and about 800 pounds. And there's about 40, 50 other big size cathedral crystals that form this pod. If you go on the website, you can see it. And the energy it emits is just awesome and amazing. So if you have a chance, check out that website, and that's thecrystalpod.com. Coming up on August 12th, I have Rick Olive from We the World and We.net. And Rick, I spoke to today, they're playing a huge role with the Zen 11 Festival and just supporting us all the way around, supporting me, myself. And We the World are awesome, man. We the World, you got to check them out. It's wetheworld.org or we.net. And they have so many different campaigns. They do the 11 Days of Global Unity from September 11th to the 21st. And touching on the 21st of September, there's also a citywide event going on here for the International Day of the Peace that's also happening here in Nashville. So anyone who wants to get involved with that, you could also contact me, because I'm helping out put on that event. And that's at PAX Square on September 21st. So all the Ashevillians listening out there, you can contact me through the website, and we'll definitely have something you can help out with. And that's pretty much it, Star Fam. That's the news and updates of now. Again, Mario, thank you so much. I can't wait to you come up here in Nashville. We could spend some time and chill out and talk and spread some light and love in Nashville and the surrounding areas, because that's what's up. With that, I'm going to play the last track tonight, The Air, from George Acosta, Star Fam.
Survive. Every night I see the most horrible things. Murder, rape, genocide, torture, colossal catastrophes, terrible wars with weapons we can't even imagine today. They will come on ships and water. And with unbelievable speed through the air, with fire and gas and fist and vapors, they will destroy everything.